Okay, so we're gonna we'll skip for now the small piece Nitzvuch Meinei Nozlim, just because that way we won't get stuck in the middle of the next piece. So we'll try to do V'Hayah Hashem LeMelech first, and if we have time, then we'll do the smaller Nitzvuch Meinei Nozlim. Okay, so here we go. V'Hayah Hashem LeMelech Al Kol Ha'aretz Bayoyim Ahu Yehiyah Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. The way we end off the Shiras Hayom, we add this pasuk at the end of it. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe now is going to discuss this. This is somewhat of a philosophical piece, I would say, but it has some interesting ha'aras based on that philosophical yisoy that he's going to discuss here. He takes it to an interesting place, which has to do with Shabbos and has to do with Lasa Lavoi. What is the meaning of the world being Chad Chorov, that after the 6,000 years it's going to be 1,000 years where the world will be in a state of destruction, destroyed? What does that mean? We've spoken about it in the past, that it doesn't necessarily mean literally destroyed, probably not, as a matter of fact. But so let's start. Kol shehu bebchinas bakoyach ne'elam hu. Anything that is in the aspect of potential state, bakoach, is concealed. Right? You might say, right? Definitionally, something that's only potential, right, is concealed. It's not revealed. If it was revealed, it would have been manifest. The manifestation of the potential is when the potential has left the state of concealment and has become revealed. So, kach gam bakoach kol hakochot baruch hu. So this is true also of the potential, so to say, the koach of all the koiches, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He is the koach of all the koiches, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koach of all the koiches, and as such, shehu behelam gamor, he's in complete concealment, mipnei shehu ha-bekoach shel havaya, because he is the potential of all the havaya. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed? Very simple. All potential energy, potential power, potentiality is always concealed, definitionally. So since the Rabbeinu Shalom is the bakoach, is the battery of koach, is the koach, is the all-inclusive potentiality of creation, so mainly he's concealed. He's completely concealed. Kein ha-dover gam b'yachas l'kol b'chinas b'koach, Shebehavaya habrua, and so too is true in relation to all bechinas bekoach, all aspect of potentiality in the creation, in the created existence. Kimo hazria, take for example, planting. Sheinena poelet et abufal shela, right? Planting doesn't actualize its manifested state, ela al yedei ha'alama b'tabur ha'adama, except through concealment in the ground, right? In the ground, you plant the seed, right? This seed will not let out its potential except in the ground where it's concealed. Ukimo makom kvurato shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So one second. So when the tree grows, right? When you planted the seed. When you planted the seed, so you don't see the you never see the potential being actualized. You just see the actualization. You see the tree, right? But the actual that point of the potential starting to actualize itself, that potential always remains concealed. It's in the ground. So Seah says the same thing. It's fascinating what he says. K'moy makom kvurasei shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Another example, like the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, the burial spot of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we know, right, is concealed. She Moshe hu bechines ha-bekoyach shel ha-havaya. Moshe is the bechina of potentiality of the universe. She im loy brisi yoyman v'layla chukas shamayim v'oretz leisamti. Right, because if it wasn't for my bris, yoyman of day and night, which refers to the Torah, then chukas shemayim v'aretz l'samti, the laws of nature, the laws of the heavens and the earth, I would not have placed. Without Torah, there's no universe. So the Torah is the all-inclusive potentiality of creation. Now, the Nosein HaTorah, right, or the Shliach to bring down the Torah into the world, is Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, got all the Torah, even what the future Talmidim will be Mechadish, to the point that we see that there is this idea that Rabbi Akiva reveals secrets of the Torah, that when Moshe Rabbeinu sees it, you know, wherever Moshe, it says Le'nigul LeMoshe, they weren't revealed to Moshe, but even that he received, right? Whatever that means exactly. There's different ways of explaining that, but I don't want to get into the, you know, there are a few different mahalchim in that, but the idea is that all of Torah, even the Torah that continues to come out only later, has gone through the funnel of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu has all potentiality in him. Okay, if you want to call it, if you want to say it, which is one of the mahalchim that's in the Torah, in the Arizal, the Rachaim, is like Moshe Rabbeinu got the klolos of Torah, but the protios, those still have to come out, the details still have to be fleshed out over the course of time. But all pratim are included in the klal, right? The same way the whole tree, the pratim of the tree, are included in the tipos zera, right? In the zera, same thing, right? So, Moshe Rabbeinu received all the Torah. Rabbi Akiva couldn't get what he did, what he got. What he did get was by fleshing out the Torah that Moshe received. Okay? So, Moshe is the Bechinas HaBekoyach of the whole universe, because the universe only exists through Torah. And therefore, no man ever knew the place of the Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it remains and it's concealed. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, even after he gives the Torah, remains potentiality, remains concealed potentiality. Which just, again, goes to show the infinity that's included within the Torah. Because we don't say, well, he actualized himself, you know, and if he actualized himself, then you can now see him. No. It's like the Pasuk says in the Targum, right? That the voice by Har Sinai, the voice of Hashem, didn't continue, but also didn't stop. Loy Pasak, it didn't stop, because it's going on and on and on, and it will go on and on. So Moshe Rabbeinu's kvura, makam kvura, remains concealed. Mitzidenu, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, from our perspective, ein omnam gvul lebafayal. There's not really any limit to the actualization. Okay, these are the two koach, these are the two concepts we're handling here. But we have to just, let's get the Hebrew so we could stick to the Hebrew words, right? There's the bakoyach and there's the befoyal. The bakoyach is the potential and the befoyal is the actualization. Okay, it'll just make it easier for us to talk if we don't have to translate that every time. So, from our perspective, there's no limit to the befoyal, even the actualization, right? The befoyal, there's no limit. Why? Sharei b'kol b'foyal motzoi gam zera shu b'chines ha-b'koyach lo'hoisif b'foyal achav v'chein holo. In every befoyal, in every actualized thing, there's the seed, which is the b'chine of b'koach, to add an additional befoyal on top of that. So for example, if you took a person, the person is the befoyal of zera that created him, but he carries within him a new bekoach, which can actualize and will actualize Be'ez Hashem, right? Another befoyal, and so on. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's lashon over here is in everything. I don't know what he means by everything. Like, I don't know, like a rock. If you take a rock, I don't think it has this bechinam. What he's talking, I don't really know what the lashon here of bechol befoyal. Maybe the pshat is that a rock doesn't have a bekoch and a befoyal. It just is a state of is. That's what doimim is. Inanimate is. It doesn't have
change
and doesn't produce something new. But anything else does. So, for example, a tree, right, is the befoyal of the zera, But the tree then carries within it the ability to produce other trees. Right? So probably this is true of all other levels, meaning from Tzomeach and up. But in the inanimate, that's probably not true. Or not relevant even. Okay, that's my understanding, you know. Unless you want to say that there's unlimited potential in the usage of doimim, like you can make perhaps buildings and then make it into something else after. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like that's the aspect that he's dealing with over here. Okay. Ulam, however. So again, so from our perspective, there is no limit to the befal, because every befal could become, is a bekoach to another befal after it. And that befal, it becomes the bekoach too, and it's just ongoing. Ulam la mitam shel dvarim, however, to the truth of the matter, hagvul kayam, there is a limit. There is a limitation. Shekol ma shetzirch latzeit el hapoal ad olme ad, kol bekoach harishoni shu muchach lios bal gvul. Whatever is supposed to eventually go out into an actualized state and be manifest forever and ever, like, it's already included in that initial bekoach, which had to have been, which we is known to have been, and proven to have been, bal gvul, carrying limitation to it. From our perspective, as we said, ein kan gvul, there is no limitation. Bechinas ma she'amru ad ki chodal lispor ki ein mispor. The bechina of like the pasuk that says, right, that until he stopped counting, there is no number, right? Like, until he stopped counting, because there is no number. V'ahaya misbar b'nei Yisrael kechoil hayam. He's referring to the children of Klal Yisrael, right? V'ahaya misbar b'nei Yisrael kechoil hayam asher lo yimad v'lo yisaper. Lo yimad v'lo yisaper. So you see over there, on the one hand we're saying that there's no number. But then you have the pasuk in Hosea that says, and the number of the Jewish people is like the sand of the sea, which can't be counted. So there is a gvul. It's not that there's no gvul, it's that there's no practical gvul. There's no practical number that a human being will able to figure out and get to. Right? So that's like from the human perspective, there's no limitation, but there is a limitation. Lezois, therefore, kesheyigamer hamispar shel habefal, hayadua lo yisbarach shmoy. When the number of the befal is completed, and that number is only known to Hashem. Okay, the number, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put some kind of limitation. We know the name Shakai is built on that, right? Sha'amar l'olam ma'idai. He said to his world, enough. He put all the energy possibilities and all whatever it is that he put in there. And he said, okay, that's enough. He could have continued. He could have put more into the system, right? At some point, he decided that's it. So he's the one that knows what's the misbar, what's the maximum that can be. So when that happens, when the number will be completed, yachzor hakoy l'sharshay, everything will come back to its root, v'itkanes l'bekoach harishon, and will come back into the first bekoach. Hainu, meaning, sheyitgale hakoach shel bekoach, the koach of the bekoach, the power, the possibilities, the potential of the potential will have become revealed. Shehakol hoya mekoichai, that everything was from his koach, from Hashem's koach. O memele shuv lo yira'e ela bekoach. And memele, all that will be left will only be that bekoach. The bekoach. Why? Shehabefal, because the befal, limrochu bli mispar, despite the fact that it's without number, Yitbatel b'fnei b'koach will become battle in the face of the b'koach. A very kind of mysterious, exciting lashon here, right? So what that means is the b'koach, like we said, the b'koach of the universe, the b'koach of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem. So when this whole story of the world plays out, the whole story of creation plays out till the maximum, till the limit that Hashem put there, that means that everything will have become all that first initial bekoach that he put into the system, that initial spark, which included everything in it. You know, if we want to use Kabbalah language, The Yud, which is the whole 10 spheres in a Nakuda, because that's what a Yud is. It's like just like a dot. Okay? So that whole Yud now becomes expressed in its entirety throughout history and world, space, time, whatever. Right? When that's happened, so that means that the Bekoach has become manifest. Who is the Bekoach? The Bekoach is Hashem. So the manifestation is becomes then batel in the Bekoach, which is Hashem. The manifestation becomes, right? It's like mamish. You know what it reminds me, that the Marsha and the Sfarim talk about this, but the Marsha uses in when he talks in the Gemara, it talks about the gematria of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, right? So you have all the numbers, right? Then you have, let's say, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tuf. So it's up to 400. Tuf is 400, right? So what happens then? Then you have the Mansipach, right? Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chav, which are the Oisius Kfulis, the double letters. Those also now continue after 400. So the Chav Sofit, which is the next one, the first of the Mansipach, right? We call it Mansipach for a different reason, but the Chav is the first, that becomes 500. The Mem becomes 600, right? The Nun Sofit, right? The second Nun becomes 700. The Fe is 800. The Tzade is 900. And then it goes back to 1,000. What's the 1,000? Elef is the Aleph. The Elef is the Aleph. Once you get to the Elef, which is the completion of all the gematrias, that's the Mispar, the full Mispar that's included in the Aleph. The Elef is the Shlemus, which is included in the Aleph. Because Elef, Aleph, right? Same Isis. That's really what happens. Once you get there, you're back to the Aleph. You're back to the Yechida Shel Olam. Once everything splits, unfolds, the mask is off. And now you see the Hashem Echad in clear, right? The Bekoach of all the Befal has now become revealed. So everything after that, all the numbers, all become batel to the Aleph, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Bekoach of everything. All the Aleph, all 1,000, become batel to just the Aleph. It's the Aleph now. It's no longer Aleph. It's Aleph, but that's Aleph. That's what actually reminds me of now when I'm looking at this. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying. It's like you go through the whole thing and you get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Shoresh, that's the Bekoach. So that like the Befal is bottled in the Bekoach again. Zeu Inyan Shenem Ha'amor. This is the Inyan of what it said. Shita Alfei Shnei Havei Alma V'chad Chorov, says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Right, 6,000 years the world will exist, and then another 1,000 where it will be destroyed. Because the same way there's Shabbos after the 6 days of the week, after the 6 days where you can do things, kach oimedes haShabbos gam lifnei sheishes yimei ha'maisa shelachreya. So too the Shabbos stands before. It also stands before the coming 6 days. Right? We know Shabbos is also Mekar HaBracha. It's the source of Bracha also for the following days. The following six. It's the completion of the week before. That's the Bekoach. The Shlemus, the Bekoach of the week before. But it's also the Bekoach of the following 6 days. So it's the Befal of the past and the new Bekoach of the coming. Nimtza, so it comes out. Shabafal Shashesh Yisimea Maise Yisodo BeBekoach Shel Hashvisa Shelefneim. It comes out that the Befal of the 6 days is based in the Bekoach of the Shvisa that came before them. Right, the 6 days now we're starting. We're Matzah Shabbos, so we're starting a new 6 days. These 6 days that begin now and go on for 6 days are rooted in the Shabbos that we just had. The Shabbos that we just had is the Bekoach. The Shvisa that we just had is the Bekoach for what comes. Lechach, therefore, K'sheyigmeru. By the way, that also explains. I'm just going to add. He doesn't say this, but it explains why you can't do anything on Shabbos. Why you can't do malachas. Why this is not a day of ma'isa. Because it's a day of helam. The ma'isa has to be behelam. There's no ability, right? That's the whole vart of bakach, is that it's concealed. So you can't have any malacha or any ma'isa that's mitgaleh, that becomes revealed, that becomes actualized on Shabbos. It has to remain a day of inaction. Lechach, therefore, k'sheyigmeru sheshes alfei hashanim, when the 6,000 years become complete, yachzeru lebekoach shelahem, they're going to come back to their bakoach, v'abafal yisbata legamri le'umat giluya bakoach. And the befall will become completely nullified versus the revelation of the Bakoach. Ulefi musagenu tiaz bechina shel chad chorov. So that lefi our concept, right, according to our concept, then the bechina of will be the bechina of chad chorov. Why? Because all the actualization will become just batel in the or of Hashem, in the or of the Bakoach. So it's not that it's literally going to be choruv, but it is going to be that right now we look at everything around us very, very physical. And la'asid lavoi, all we're going to see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just going to see our Ein Sof. We're just going to see Yud Kei Vav Kei. The spirituality of the entire Bria is going to be shining so, so clear. We look at a person now and we see a guf and we maybe see rays of a neshama. If we're on that level, and if the person that we're looking at is on that level, we see indications of the neshama on some people, right? But lasid lavoi, it's going to be the opposite. We're not going to see the goof, we're just going to see straight neshama. We're going to see straight neshama. We're going to just see straight God all over. And everything else is going to be like batel, not literally destroyed in that sense, but virtually destroyed. Because the whole chitzainis is going to be gone. All we see is just Hashem Echad. That's all we're going to see. It's all that's going to be important to us. This is also the explanation of what it said. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz v'yoyim ahuyi Hashem Echad u'shmai Echad. Hashem will be king over all the land. On that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. How you know that is? Shebizman sheyigomer habefoal behetem lemasha shira chachmas yisbarach, that when the befoal, at the time when the befoal will be completed in behetem, right, according to God's plan, right, that He measured out, right, what His chachma measured out that should be revealed, yizgala oz habekoyach, then the bekoach will become revealed, uchvoid Hashem yizgala bechol haaretz. And the covet of Hashem will become revealed all around the world. V'ro chol basar yachtov, and all the flesh will see together. It's very interesting emphasis on the basar. All the basar will see together. Ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken. Kolaymer meeting. She's gale. Then it will become revealed. Echa kol nifal mekoicho. Everything is activated from His koach. And thus, consequently, everything will become nullified. Klape that revelation. V'niskav Hashem levada b'yayimahu. And all you will have then will be Hashem Himself on that day. He will be exalted. That's all that's going to be. The only awareness at that point, right, is going to be Yudkei Vavke, is going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'niskav Hashem levada b'yayimahu.
The shame is the bepoil.
The shame, well, no. The shame is really the bekoach.
Huh?
Hashem echad u'shmo echad. You say okay, he's not getting into the yeah. He's not getting into what's the difference between Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Shmo Echad. In another place, he says that Shmo is Klal Yisrael. So that will be a gilui of Hashem echad kuchi b'chi Yisrael v'arais echad hu. In a different place he says that. But it's also known that the word Shmo is the gematria of Ratzon, right? That's correct. 290, 346. The gematria of Ratzin. Right? That's Ratzin. Now, because the Ratzin of Hashem is the Keser. And that includes within it all the Esospheres. And the Ein Sof is called Yud Kei Vav Kei. So at that point, we'll see that how the Esospheres are nothing more than just the expression of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of the Ein Sof. I'll throw in another thing which is interesting. It's brought down in this forum. Moshe, I think the Arizal actually points this out. Moshe is also Gematria Ratzon, just with the Kolel. If you take Moshe with the one, that's Gematria Ratzon. Because Moshe is the Ratzon Habriya. That fits with what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said earlier on the Kavura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that without the world, without Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't have the whole. You know, the whole world is gone. So he's the bekoyach of the havaya. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says. Shmoy is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Klal. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest? He's the Klalus of Nishmas Yisrael. He's Klal all the Shishim Ribay Nishmas Yisrael. So that's really the depth of what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying in these two places. Right, it's based on that gematria really of Ratzin is Shmoy. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the right without Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Lachay Lo Yada Ishas Krosi, because he's the Bekoyach that we've been Vizgal Lasid Lavoi. So there will be the Gilui Lasid Lavoi of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That oneness is just going to be so clear. Just to point out another thing, which I mentioned actually on Shabbos, I mentioned at table, but it actually connects to this also. When we take the Oisiyos. There are osius that are concealed. What are the osius that are concealed in the Aleph Beis? Meaning that you don't hear them sometimes. There are four osius that sometimes, right, that act, that appear in words where you don't hear them. Okay? I'm going to take a shot. Aleph is one. Hey is another. Vav is another. One left. Huh? Yud. Right? He. Right? The Yud and Aleph are not pronounced. Those are the four letters. Aleph, He, Vav, Yud. Those, says the Gra, are the Isias that the two main names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are made of. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And Shem Ekya. When it comes to the Kavanas and the Siddur Rashash, the Mekubalim, right? The Shemos, when we're looking at the Shemos that represent Hashem Mamash, those are the two Shemos that are used. Just those two Shemos. Ekya and Havaya. Ekya, Asher Ekya, we saw, right? And Yudke Vavke. Those are the two. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those, that's the Nelam of the Bria. Right, Kipi Hashem Diber Bidvorcha Hashem Nitzav B'Shamayim. Right, the Dibur of Hashem, with the Dibur of Hashem, the Shamayim and the land were put up, were created, were made. Right, it's the Dibur, it's the Oisius, the Aleph base, but it's specifically the Nelam, which is the Bekayach of everything. So these are the Oisius that are the Bekayach of all the Aleph base. Why? Because if you take the gematria of these four letters, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Yud, the gematria is. Right, the total sum total is 22. Aleph plus Hey, 6, plus Vav is 6, plus Yud, so you have 12 now, plus Yud is 22. There are 22 Oisiyas of the Aleph base. The Aleph, Hey, Vav, Yud are the Bekoyach, or the hidden aspect of all the 22 Oisiyas. And that's the Diva of Hashem, that's the Bekoyach that's behind the Diva of Hashem, which is what everything is built off of. Everything that exists. The Baal Tanya has a thing in the Sefer Tanya, I think in Shai Yichud Emunah, if I remember correctly, where he goes into this Nakuda of the 22 Oisiyas are what's behind everything. You know, the Baruch Hashem Nitzav Hashemayim, the Dibur Vakadosh Baruch Hu Kipi Hashem. But that's the Gedulah Gavaldiga Gavaldiga Gilas Lavoi, that the Kvod Hashem Yizgale B'Chol Aretz V'Rol Chol Basar Yachtov Kipi Hashem Diber. Despite all the physicality, the Basar will see at that point that it's not Basar, it's Pi Hashem, it's all Pi Hashem. Okay. Any ha'aras or questions on this piece? Then we'll just, if not, we'll just do the small piece that we skipped. We're good.
What was that?
Yeah.
Aleph. Those letters are Nelim?
Aleph. Those Osius are Nelim. And, right. They are letters that can go unpronounced in words. Yeah. So again, I'm just saying that's the same kind of yesod, that the Bekoyach, the ne, is Nelim. In the Osius, you see this as well. Yeah. Okay, we'll just do this one last piece, which is also, this is Mamash Avort for Parshas HaShavua. What's the difference between the Bekiyas HaYardein and the Bekiy of the Yamsuf? Yeah. So the Nitzivu Chmoy Nei Noizlim. The waters stood like a wall of liquids. Like, all right, that's what the pasuk says in the Shiras Hayam. Loi harei hanes shel b'kiyas yamsuf karei hanes shel b'kiyas hayarden b'mei Yeshua. The miracle of the splitting of the yamsuf was not like the miracle of the splitting of the yarden in the days of Yeshua. And he adds in parentheses, and also not of the splitting of the river that the Gemara Chulin speaks about regarding Rav Pinchas ben Yair. The splitting of the Yamsuf was a different quality, was a different, whole different story. By the splitting of the Yarden, it says, the waters that were going down from above stood, they rose up as one wall. Hainu, meaning, Shelonishtanta Tivios Hamayim Anozlim. It means that the nature of the liquid water didn't change. Elo she'imras ha'ashem ikva kemechitza es ispashtusam v'emshechzrimasam. But rather, the saying of Hashem, right? Hashem told the waters, he held them back through his statement, he held them back like a mechitza that holds back their spreading out and the continuing of their flow. So they're still liquid, they're still be'etzem trying to flow. That's why the pasuk says, the waters that were going down from above, to show they're still acting as water. They still have the typical characteristic of water. But Hashem held them back. He stood them up. He vayamdu kamu neidechad. Loichein neis bekiyas yamsuf. That's not true. That's not what took place by the miracle of the splitting of the sea. Shom nishtanto tivyos hamayim anoizlim. By the Yamsuf, the nature of the liquid waters changed. Venasu nitzavim be'etzem mahusam. They became nitzavim, they became standing in their essence, their actual essence. Nitzvu kemodnet nozlim. They, in other words, their state is nitzvu. And in order to explain that nitzvu, which is their state, they are similar, kemod neid nozlim, like a wall of nozlim. By Yeshua, it was a neid of nozlim. By the Kriyas Yamsuf, no, they were nitzvu. It wasn't hamayim hayordim milomala. No, they're not in the state of water going down from above. They are in a state of nitzvu. And that nitzvu is described similar, kemo neid nozlim, like a wall of liquids. So there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu actually changed something in the Bria that's a much bigger neis, than as if he like put up a dam to hold back the waters, right? If you think about it, that's what took place in the Yarden, just there was no dam. But it acted as a dam, just holding the water back. But by the Yamsuf, he actually made a change in the water, that the waters themselves took on a different characteristic where they're standing and they're not flowing. I don't know why. but he's giving a pshat. Over here, this is Mamash a pshat piece. But he's giving the pshat and the difference between the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Bekiyas HaYarden. Maybe we could suggest that the whole Maimed Bekiyah of the Yamsuf was the birth of Klal Yisrael. That's the way it's described in Arizal, in the Zohar, really. It was literally right? That's that. The, also in the visualization of the Kriyas Yamsuf, right? It's similar to the baby coming out of the mother's stomach. Okay, there's a bekia coming from the mother, so to say. The baby like breaks forth, breaks out from the mother. So Klal Yisrael is the baby that breaks out of Mitzrayim and is born through this bekia Yamsuf, through this Kriyas Yamsuf, is born as a nation. That's where it says the Leda of Am Yisrael. The Leshem has a whole piece on this, that the Leda of Am Yisrael took place at Kriyas Yamsuf. So it could be that that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Nes in such a way where he wanted to change the very nature of the Mayim. In doing so, that's a much bigger Nes, to show that Klal Yisrael Be'etzem is not Shaykh to the world. It takes a miracle for Klal Yisrael to be in this physical, regular, typical world. Right? Klal Yisrael is coming from a place really beyond the physical world, beyond the world of Mitzrayim, of Beitzarim, of boundaries, of, you know, of, and Mitzrayim was the Bechor of all the nations. Okay? And Klal Yisrael, maybe in order to symbolize this idea that Klal Yisrael is coming from like a whole different dimension, from the dimension of Ruchnius. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed it maybe by making a change in the actual texture and the actual nature of the water, which again, remember, water is one of the Arba Yisaidis. One of the Arba Yisaidis, right? So he's like changing a Yisaid. He made a change in one of the elements. It's actually very interesting, because if we think about it, there was also a Ruach that accompanied the Kriyas Yamsuf. I'm just thinking this now, and as we're talking, there's a Ruach that accompanied the Yamsuf, plus we find that it says that they went on the Yabosha, on the dry land, which also was Nes, right? And it wasn't muddy. So this what should have been muddy sand and muddy, whatever it is at the bottom of the ocean, of the, right, the Yam, was mamish dry land. So he made a Nes, because the Ramban says that that Ruach was not natural. There was a supernatural Ruach by the Yamsuf. Rambam points this out. It means the Yabosha, there was a Nes in the Yisayid HaOfar, in the Yisayid HaRuach. Right? What about Eish? Is there, I don't know, is there, we said Mayim, according to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, there's an actual change in the Yisayid, a Nes in the Yisayid of the Mayim. But was there an Eish that went on over there?
Amud
Eish Ha'anon that went by. I don't know if that's, maybe that's also, like it protected them. Well, it could be the Muda Ish, but I don't. But that again, that wasn't only by Kriyas Yamsuf. That was like the whole time. Unless Klal Yisrael was the Ish.
First time it attacked.
So first time.
Klal Yisrael just led them, but it cooked up the sand.
Right.
For the Mitzrayim, burnt the wheels off their chariots. According to
you're saying it went. It stood behind Klal Yisrael and fought against the Mitzrayim. It did act there, so maybe that's the Asia. Maybe just an interesting nekuda to think about, but maybe that's what's behind Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's pshat over here. You know, the depth of why he made this change dafka over there is because this was the leida of a supernatural nation that has to be.
Does it say that the water was very hot? I can't remember. Or that's only by the marble.
Yeah, I don't think so. You're saying by when it was sinking the Mitzrayim, I don't remember that. I don't remember such a thing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, very good. We should have a Shavua Tov. We should have a Besuras Tovus. All right. So, okay.
Shavua Tov.